All right. In this sugya of Gadol HaBayis, this mamash a multitude of Pirushim and Rishonim. So far we talked about Rashi Ksaviyad, who's a Mahalach in the Gemara. The printed Rashi is a Mahalach in the Gemara. Tosis is a Mahalach in the Gemara. Tosis is the initial Mahalach in the Gemara. The Mahalach of the Re in Tosis. There's three other Mahalachim that I want to talk through today, hopefully. Really more afterwards. I'm not sure how we could spend a lot more time on the sugya. I don't know, I'm not quite sure how to, at what point we have to call a halt to it. But in any event, the shittas that I want to talk to today are the Rosh and the shita of the Tzarfatim that the Ramban brings, which is curved to the shittas Hari, but we'll see, not exactly the same, and the shita of the Ramban himself. So we'll start with the Rosh. The Rosh says in the Siman Lamed Ches in the middle, Yiboylu holochot al habayis tebeis hakvaros lasis trochei ameis lasis matzevo yitzorech binyan hakeva. The Rosh learns, not like Rashi and Tosfos, that the God of Labayis went initially to the Beis HaKvaros in order to bury the mace, in which case he started his Avelis at a later time than everybody else. The Rosh learns that God of Labayis started his Avelis together with everybody else, but in the middle of the Shiva he went away to the Beis HaKvaros in order to be to make a Matzeva or a Binyan HaKever, other Tzrochei HaMeis. So he took a few days off from the Shiva in order to be metapel with the mace needs. And meanwhile, Bo Echel Menachem Perich Shleisha. Meanwhile, a younger brother came, and it was Toich Shleisha. So the Shail is, me, I mean, came in Shiloh Holach Mishom L'Tzorachayel L'Tzorach HaMeis K'mishiyesh N'Babayis Domi. Since he went L'Tzorach HaMeis, maybe in a sense he still belongs to this Beis Ovel. So it's called Motzah Godel L'Babayis B'Babayis. Oiloi, or maybe not. Toshmad, Domer V'Chib Rabba, Mabirchen, Apish Holach Godel L'Babayis B'Babayis B'Babayis, Moini Moim, V'Tanya Moini Latz, Me'lekosh, Yehod L'Osu B'Gitlos, Yehod L'Osu B'Gitlos. Why does the Rosh learn differently than Tosfos? Why does the Rosh learn that the Gadol HaBayis went away in the middle of the Shiva? Why not learn like all the other Rishonim that the Gadol HaBayis left at the beginning of the Shiva? And the Nidin is on the minion of the Gadol HaBayis himself. According to all the other Purushim that we've seen so far, Rashi, Tosfos, even according to the Rian Tosfos, part of the issue in the Gemara is the minion of the Gadol HaBayis himself. For the Gadol HaBayis to be Moinu Yimohim, he has to come back to Shloshim. Because he started at a different point. In order for the God of Labayis to come back and to mitzvah after their minion, he has to come back to Shlosha. So why did the Rosh, even going to the Rishpshat, that's part of the Cheshbon of the Gemara. The Gemara is Bayis about the Acher. But the condition that the God of Labayis has to come back to Gimel is in order for the God of Labayis should be Moini Moim. So why did the Rosh not learn that way? So Poshupshat is, because the Rosh later brings the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if the God of Labayis goes off to the basic chorus for the Stimus HaGoyle, and he's there for the Stimus HaGadol, his Avela starts with the Stimus HaGadol. So everybody is Moina with the Gadol HaBayis, Heim Negorim Acharov. Not only does he not pick up their minion, but everybody else picks up his minion. And the Rosh holds that that's the Halacha. Taisa says that there is Mesupik, maybe the Bavli is not like the Yerushalmi. The Ramban says the Bavli is not like the Yerushalmi. The Rosh doesn't want to make a Machalikas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Rosh holds that the Bavli and Yerushalmi agree to this Halacha. So Mimela, if the Gadol HaBayis went off to the Beis HaKvaros, so there's no suffix, there's no nidoin, is the Gadol HaBayis mitzarev to the minion of the other Bnei HaBayis? On the contrary, the Bnei HaBayis are mitzarev to his minion. They're Moina Imoy from the Stimus HaGadol. So the nidoin in the Gemara can't be about the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. The minion of the Gadol HaBayis is going to be the same as the minion of the other Bnei HaBayis, even if he went away from the Tchilas HaVeilus. His minion is going to be the same as their minion. So that can't be the discussion in the Gemara. So the discussion in the Gemara has to be purely about the Acher. And unlike the Re, that much is like the Re, that the discussion in the Gemara is about the Acher. The Acher came and didn't find the Gadol HaBayis home. But unlike the Re, who learns that the condition of that the Gadol HaBayis is to come back within 3 days, that has to do with the Gadol HaBayis being Moinei Moim, that in order for the Gadol HaBayis to be considered that he's here, for the Acher to be Mitzarev, the Gadol HaBayis has to come back to Teich Gimel in order that the Gadol HaBayis be Mayni Mayim. So for the Rosh, that's a non-issue. The Gadol HaBayis, of course, is Mayni Mayim. They're Mayni with the Gadol HaBayis. So the Rosh has to learn that there's no minion of the Gadol HaBayis is not up for grabs. The Teich Shloisha is for the Acher. Talking a minute, what the Teich Shloisha does for the Acher. But the Teich Shloisha has nothing to do with the Gadol HaBayis himself. The minion of the Gadol HaBayis is not the issue in the Sugya. But the kids are, without making it too complicated, the Poshup Shop, the Rosh doesn't want the Sugya to be about the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. Is the Gadol HaBayis Mayni Mayim or Mayni La'atzma? According to the Rosh, the Gadol HaBayis and everybody else, they all start their Avelis at the same point. And if the Gadol HaBayis went off to the Beis HaKvaros, then everybody starts from Stephen Sagal. And if the Gadol HaBayis was here, then everybody starts now. So therefore, the Nidin of the Sugya can't be about the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. So therefore, the Rosh learns that there's no shalom about the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. The Gadol HaBayis' minion was the same as everybody else's minion. The Nidin of the Sugya is, but the Gadol HaBayis happens to be not here. What's the din? Klapi the Acher. It's still somewhat difficult. Why did the Rosh have to learn that the Gadol HaBayis went off to the Beis HaKvaros in the middle of the Avelis? Why not learn that the Gadol HaBayis went off to the Beis HaKvaros at the beginning of the Avelis to be covered the mace? Of course, that's the Nidin in the Sugya either way is not about the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. We know the minion of the Gadol HaBayis is everybody else's minion as well. But isn't that a more poshut? The Nidin in the Gemara is about the Acher who didn't find the Gadol HaBayis at home. But we want to present a tzir, a case. What's a case where somebody comes to the base, to the Shiva home and he doesn't find the Gadol HaBayis home? What's a simpler, a more likely case? That the Gadol HaBayis went off to Eretz Yisrael to bury the mace and he hasn't gotten back yet? Or that the Gadol HaBayis in the middle of the Shiva picked up and went off to the Hakamas Maseva? Some of the more simple case is that the Gadol HaBayis went to the base across of the Kfur. So why can't that be the case in the Gemara? Not that that'll be the Nidin, what's the minion of the Gadol HaBayis? The minion of the Gadol HaBayis either way is the same minion as everybody else. Mishtimas HaGadol, they'll be Nigger Akhav, they'll all be righted from the Mishtimas HaGadol. Fine, we won't be done about the minion of what's the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. But why can't that be the tzir? Let the tzir be that the Gadol HaBayis went off to the burial. Why make the tzir that the Gadol HaBayis went away in the middle in order to be metapel with the Matzeva? So that I'm not 100% sure why the Rosh chose this tzir. Thought maybe it could be, but this would be a chiddush, that maybe the Rosh held, we saw in Tosfos that when the Gadol HaBayis goes off to the Beis HaKvaros, Tosfos also says the Yushami could be lahalacha, but Tosfos says that when the Gadol HaBayis goes off to the Beis HaKvaros, we saw, we worked out in Tosfos, that even though they're all minor with the Gadol HaBayis from the Stimus HaGolo, but the real minion of the Nisharim Khan is from now. They're minor with the Gadol HaBayis l'chvoida. They conduct Avelis for longer, l'chvoidah shel Gadol HaBayis. But what is their real minion? The real minion is from now. So I thought maybe the Rosh agrees to that. That if the Gadol HaBayis goes off for the Stimus HaGolo, the real minion of the Bnei HaBayis is from now. L'chvoidah shel Gadol HaBayis, they'll continue on 7 days past the Stimus HaGolo. But Be'etzin, their minion is the minion they have now. So the Rosh held that if the Gadol HaBayis, if the case would be that the Gadol HaBayis went off to the Stimus HaGolo, and now an Acher comes, so he's not encountering the minion of the Gadol HaBayis at all. So the Acher won't be mitzvah, because he needs to encounter the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. The minion of this house is not the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. The minion of the Gadol HaBayis is from the Stimus HaGadol. The minion of the Bnei HaBayis is right now from Nachzoras Panim. Yes, it's true. The Bnei HaBayis, the Chvoidish of Gadol HaBayis, are going to have to continue 7 days past the Stimus HaGadol. But that's the Chvoidish of Gadol HaBayis. That's not the Etzim minion. The Etzim minion is what they're being minor now. So it comes out that the Acher who comes, the real minion that he's encountering is the minion of the other Bnei HaBayis, not the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. And the din over here has to be that he's encountering the minion of the Gadol HaBayis, just the Gadol HaBayis happens not to be home. But he has to be encountering the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. How is this the minion of the Gadol HaBayis? So therefore the Rosh learns that the case is not that the Gadol HaBayis went to the Kfur. The Gadol HaBayis went to the Kfur, then he has to have a different minion than the Bnei HaBayis. L'chvoidah will be marach with him. But it's fundamentally a different minion. So therefore the case has to be the Gadol HaBayis was here, together with everybody else at the beginning. So they have one minion. And then in the middle, the Gadol HaBayis took off and he went for the Hakamas Maseva. So now the fellow comes and he encounters the Bnei HaBayis, he's encountering the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. But the Gadol HaBayis himself is not home. That's the need in the Gemara. What's the din if the Gadol HaBayis himself is not home? So the maskanas of the Gemara is, I have a lot of ground to cover, so I'm going to try to keep questions to a minimum, except it's absolutely, absolutely necessary. So what's the maskanas of the Gemara? So the Gemara says that he is mitzaref, even though the Gadol HaBayis is not home, but since he went with Shoch HaMeis, so the Acher who comes is mitzaref, Ki'ilu the Gadol HaBayis is here. However, only if it was also begoy tloso. Right. There's a chilek between also begay tlosa and lo also begay tlosa. Let me just finish the rush and we'll come back to this. Umaskinon. There are yechin a pasuk Rav Shimon that filu babi yom shini mokum kara. But Menachem mitzil gadol habayis mayni moyim. Then he says the Gemara says later on the halacha is like Rav Shimon that acher abam and aderech is mistarif even biyom zayin. It doesn't have to be even teich zayin. It doesn't have to be teich gimel. Hakam Rav Yochanan, by the case of Halacha Rav Abayis, the basic verse, Rav Yochanan says the chilik is between Teich Shloisha and Achash Shloisha. But the Halacha is like Rav Shimon, the Ulti Mishayin asks this kasha, the Halacha is like Rav Shimon, that it's holy in Teich Zayin and Achash Zayin. Answers the Rosh, Hainu Hechad, the Halacha Rav Abayis, the basic verse. The standard of Teich Gimel and Achash Gimel, that's when the Gadol HaBayis went to the basic verse. There the standard is that he has to be Chayzer Teich Gimel. But in the case of Acher Abam and Aderech, there the standard is that he has to be. There we hold like Rav Shimon that the standard is that he has to be Chayzer Teich Zayin. Kach nearly lefarash shitazu. That's the shitas harosh. So now, there's a machlokes in the Mefarshim how to understand the Rosh Shita. Who is it exactly? The case we know the cases. The Gadol HaBayis in the middle of the shiva went off to the Beis HaKvaros. Meanwhile, back at the farm, an Acher came in Aderech, and the Gadol HaBayis is not home. And then the Gadol HaBayis returns. What's the din? Is the Acher Mitzaref to the Gadol HaBayis? So what's the maskana? It depends. Did he come Teich Gimel or did he come La'acher Gimel? Who is the he? Who is it that has to come Teich Gimel in order for the Acher to be Mitzaref to the missing Gadol HaBayis? So this is the machlokes between the Tur and the Shach. The Tur learns that it's the Gadol HaBayis who has to come back Teich Gimel. If the Acher came, Gadol HaBayis not home, or from the Beis HaKvaros, if the Gadol HaBayis returned Teich Gimel, then the Acher could be mitzaref to the Gadol HaBayis. But if the Gadol HaBayis returned La'acher Gimel, then the Acher came first. Gadol HaBayis not home, then the Gadol HaBayis comes home. But when did Gadol HaBayis get back home? Did he get back home Teich Gimel? Then the Acher is mitzaref to him. If he got back La'acher Gimel, then the Acher is not mitzaref to him. And the Shach learns that the person who has to come to Teich Gimel is the Acher. We don't care when the Gadol HaBayis got back, but the Acher has to get to Teich Gimel. If the Acher gets to Teich Gimel, then he's mitztaref to the missing Gadol HaBayis. If the Acher gets there La'acher Gimel, then he's not mitztaref to the missing Gadol HaBayis. That's the Shach. The Nidin is on the Acher. L'chor the Shach has a big smuchim, the Loshon of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel Ben Chananel says, Ben Chananel also learns that the Gemara is talking about the Acher. The Nidin of the Gemara is the Acher. Now, we don't know if Ben Chananel is learning like the Ri, that the Gadol HaBayis went off at the beginning for the Kvura, or if he's learning like the Rosh, that the Gadol HaBayis went away in the middle to be mad for that Kamas Matseva. That's not spelled out in Ben Chananel. But Ben Chananel does learn that the Nidin of the Gemara is on the Acher. So the Loshon of Ben Chananel is, and the Aloch is that he's Mitztaref, but only if it was Bo Teich Gimel, not La'acher Gimel. So the Loshon of Rabbeinu Chananel is, Om Rav Yechanon, Behu Sheish Gadol HaBayis, Vafilo Holo Chol HaBayis Tebeis HaKvaros, Ubo B'Teich Shloisha Moinu Imoim. Bo La'acher Shloisha, Umotza Sheholo Chol HaBayis Tebeis HaKvaros Moinu La'atzma. So that Loshon, Bo La'acher Shloisha, Umotza Sheholo Chol HaBayis Tebeis HaKvaros. So who's the Bo La'acher Shloisha? The Acher came La'acher Shloisha and he finds the Gadol HaBayis at home. So in the Ben Chananel, there you see a big chizik to the Shach that the person who has to come to Shloisha over here is the Acher. Now in Svara L'chara, at least Bashkofer Rishayna, the Shach I could understand more readily. We already found, we have in the Gemara already, this notion that Teich Shloisha is a Milan Sirif. We've already seen in the Gemara that Teich Shloisha, that's why the Tanakh Hamel Moshe holds, by Abba Menaderech, he's only Mistach Teich Shloisha. So we already spoke to it. Poshup Shad is that Teich Shloisha, that may be another possibility, but let's say for now, that Teich Shloisha is a Milan Sirif. It's more easy to be Mistach Teich Shloisha. So I can hear the Shach learns up the Gemara, the Shach learns up the Rosh, that in a case like this, where the Acher comes and the Godel Bais is not home, but the Godel Bais is home in spirit, but he's not actually there literally. He's off in the Beis HaKfaras. So we have this Shaila, is that called the Beis HaKfaras' home? Is that called the Godel Bais' home? Or is he not home? So the Maskon is that he is home. There is a Tziruf. But I can hear maybe that this kind of Tziruf is a weaker Tziruf. It's a Tziruf to a fictitious Godel Bais, to a spiritual Godel Bais, to the aura of the Godel Bais, but it's not a Tziruf to the physical. So maybe this kind of tziruf to a missing Godel Abayis is a harder tziruf to accomplish. It's a shvachat tziruf. Maybe that can only be done. It needs the mile of Teich Shloisha. Shvachat Shloisha is harder to make such a tziruf. It's a little bit still, it's not exactly a lumdash hezber. What's the hezber over here? Manushach, if the Godel Abayis is here, then what do you need Teich Gimel? And if the Godel Abayis is not here, then it should be, then what does it help Teich Gimel? But still, maybe we could say the Godel Abayis is here to a degree. It's a shachar kind of tziruf, so it needs the mile of Teich Shloisha. I thought once, maybe a more lumdish hesber, that maybe the pshat is that if the Godel Abayis is here, literally here, so then the acher is mistarif to the person of the Godel Abayis. So then it could be even l'acher gimel, as long as the Godel Abayis is sitting shiva, the acher is able to be mistarif. When the Godel Abayis is not here, he's just, so what's the tziruf? To whom is the acher being mitztarif? It has to be bo motzo godel abayis bevayis. The godel abayis is not here. So to whom is he being mitztarif? To what is being mitztarif? He's being mitztarif to the mokum of the godel abayis. This is the bias of the godel abayis. So even though the godel abayis went away, but he went away letzorech hames, so his seat is still warm, so he's mitztarif to the mokum of the godel abayis. So maybe you could say that toich gimel, there's more, the mokum has a greater chashivus, because this halachas, Teich Gimel is an issa lotzis from Pesach Beisai. An ovel, Teich Gimel is not allowed to leave the house. L'acha Gimel, ready this kulus. For some things he's allowed to leave. He's allowed to leave to be Menachem Avelim, to be Menachem other Avelim. So we're more makel already in the issa lotzis from Pesach Beisai. So you see that Teich Gimel has a mile in the bais. The bais ovel is a stronger entity. It's like a mechitza. It's also lotzis chutzim with a mechitzosai. Teich Gimel has that mile. So Teich Gimel, the place itself of the Godel Abayis, that's called the Godel Abayis. That's the place from which the Godel Abayis also lotzis from Pesach Beisai. So then the bias itself, the physical bias, has a chashivus. So it doesn't have to meet the Godel Abayis himself. He comes to the mokum of the Godel Abayis. L'acha Gimel, the mokum already is starting to evaporate. They're allowed to already leave the house. So if he meets the Ovel himself, the Godel himself, so fine, the Godel Abayis himself is still being misabel. He's misabel to the person of the Godel. But if the person of the Godel isn't here, then the mokum of the Godel is already not such an entity, doesn't have such a chashivus that he should be able to mistarf to the mokum itself. Perhaps that would be a hesber for the Shach. The greater challenge, l'chayra, is the Tur's understanding of the Rosh. The Tur's understanding of the Rosh is that I don't care when the Acher comes. The Acher could come, the Acher Gimel. That per se, that's not a problem. I mean, the case will always be that it came to Gimel, but only because the Godel HaBayis has to come back to Gimel. The real requirement here is that the Godel HaBayis has to come back to Gimel. Of course, if the Godel HaBayis has to come back to Gimel, the Shach points out, then automatically we must be envisioning a case that the Acher also came to Gimel, because the Acher has to get there first, because the whole case is that the Acher came and the Godel HaBayis was not here yet. So by definition, we're talking about a case where the Acher came before the Godel HaBayis. But the requirement of Teich Gimel fundamentally is a requirement about the Godel HaBayis. If the Acher comes to Teich Gimel, that doesn't help. What I need is that the Godel HaBayis should return Teich Gimel. If the Godel HaBayis returned Teich Gimel, then the Acher who came first is mistarif to the Godel HaBayis. If the Godel HaBayis returned the Acher Gimel, then the Acher who may have even come Teich Gimel, it doesn't help. The Godel HaBayis didn't return Teich Gimel, the Godel HaBayis only got back after Gimel, so then the Acher is not mistarif to the Godel HaBayis. That already needs a hesber. The Tziruf itself, what's the difference? The Acher is mitzarif. The Acher comes and the Godel HaBayis is not home. Is he mitzarif? Is he not mitzarif? The tziruf is happening when the Acher arrives. Befrat, Shitas HaRosh, is that the Ramban is chaylik, but Shitas HaRosh is that the tzirif only works if the acher doesn't know about the avelis till the moment that he gets to the home of the Gadol HaBayis. So the tzirif, when it cannot happen later when the Gadol HaBayis gets back home. At that point, the acher already knows about the avelis, it's too late. The tzirif is happening when the acher pashtus. The tzirif is happening when the acher reaches the bayis. The Gadol HaBayis not home. I don't care. We're able to make a tzirif. The acher is able to be mitzvah. So what difference does it make if the Gadol HaBayis himself returns Toich Gimel or L'Achah Gimel? So in the Torah was better. In the Torah, the Nidin is when the Achah got there. That means that the Nidin is when did the Tzirif happen. So I can hear such a Tzirif is a weak Tzirif, it has to happen Toich Gimel. It can't happen L'Achah Gimel because it's a weak Tzirif can't happen L'Achah Gimel. But Lefila Torah's understanding of the Rosh, the condition of Toich Gimel is not on the Tzirif itself. The Achah comes Toich Gimel. But there's this new condition that the Acher could be mistarved to the missing Gadol HaBayis if the Gadol HaBayis ultimately arrived to Shloisha. But if the Gadol HaBayis ultimately arrived L'Acher Shloisha, the Acher can't be mistarved. So that already is more difficult to understand in Svar. I guess one possibility immediately comes to mind is that maybe the Lomdus here is that if the Gadol HaBayis came back to Shloisha, so maybe his Kivui never left. Frat, since the Rosh is learning the case that he was here from the beginning, the case is not that he went off to the Besek Forest. The Gadol HaBayis was here at the beginning of the Shiva. And now he comes back, Toich Shloisha, so maybe I could look at it. He never left. He was here at the beginning. He came back before the Toich of Avelis was missing, so Kilu he was here the whole time. So that's why the Acher could be Mitztarftim. But if the Gadol HaBayis stayed away for so long that he didn't get back to the Acher Shloisha, so then it's not cool that he never left. He was away for such a substantial amount of time that he was away. And therefore, when the Acher came, he really wasn't here. And therefore, the Acher is not mistarftim. We'll see later, Mr. Shem, in the Ramban, such a svar. That if the Gadol HaBayis comes back, he was here at the beginning, and he comes back early enough, then it's ki'ilu lo halach. So maybe that would be the Hezbir and the Rosh as well, Aliba Dator. But I want to suggest something else. Based on the Lashon of the Rosh. Take a look at the Rosh inside. The Emes is the Ha'ara here. It's a Dakistika thing. You have to have the sort of the feinschmeckers. But I think there's a Diyuk here in the Rosh. Take a look at the Rosh. Umaskinon, the last few lines. The last word in the line is Umaskinon. Umaskinon says the Rosh. The halach is like Rav Shimon that the deadline is Toif Zayin. So now, of course, now the Rosh asks the Kashya that all the Rishonim ask. Why, if we pass like Rav Yochanan that the deadline, if we pass like Rav Shimon that the deadline is Toif Zayin, Toif Shiva, so why over here, by Halach Gadol HaBayis to Beis HaKvaros, is there a different deadline of Toif Gimel? That's the Rosh's Kashya. Says the Rosh, V'hodim mafli Rabbi Yechon Hocha ben Toich Shloisha ben L'Acha Shloisha. Why is it Toich Shloisha? It should be Toich Zayin. Hainu hecha deholach Gadol HaBayis lebeis HaKvaros. That's because here we're talking about a different case, a case of holach Gadol HaBayis lebeis HaKvaros. So now, nechseyanma. If you learn like the Shach, that the Toich Gimel here that we're talking about, the person who has to come Toich Gimel is the Acher. So then I understand the kasha. I understand the Rosh's kasha. Ordinarily, by Abom and Aderech, Tzirif can be Toich Zayin. Here, when the Gadol HaBayis went to the Beis HaKvaros and an Acher shows up, we say that the Tzirif has to take place Toich Gimel. The Acher has to come Toich Gimel. Ask the Rosh, what's the difference? Why is it that by Abom and Aderech, the Tzirif, it's enough for the Tzirif to take place Toich Zayin? And now, by a holoch lebeis akvaros, holoch lebeis lebeis akvaros, I require that the tzirif happen, that the acher come, and the tzirif happen toich gimel. What's the difference? And the Rosh's teretz is that here, since the Gadol HaBayis is not literally here, it's holoch lebeis akvaros. So let's say it's a weaker kind of tzirif, it's a more difficult kind of tzirif, it's a tzirif with the place of the Gadol HaBayis, not with the person of the Gadol HaBayis, whatever lumps you want to say. it's a more difficult kind of tziruf to accomplish. It's not a tziruf with the Gadol HaBayis himself, and therefore it has to be Toich Gimel. So I understand the kasha. I can read into the Rosh the question, and I can read into the Rosh the answer. I mean, the words bear the freight of the meaning that we want to impute to them. The kasha is, why ordinarily is the tziruf Toich Zayin, and here the tziruf has to be Toich Gimel? And the answer is, when the tziruf is to the Gadol HaBayis himself, like a Baman Aderech, and the Gadol HaBayis is literally there, then the tziruf, it's enough to be Toich Zayin. But if the Gadol HaBayis is not here, and the tziruf is not to the Gadol HaBayis himself, the tziruf is to the mokum of the Gadol HaBayis, to the Gadol HaBayis who's not here, that's more difficult, that has to be Toich Gimel. And the lumnus we could supply with the different malachim that I suggested. What, however, if we want to learn the Rosh, if we're going to learn the Rosh like the Tur, we're going to read the Rosh like the Tur. So what's the kasha? Ordinarily, we pass like Rav Shimon. The tziruf takes place toich zayin. Give him a sar toich zayin. Over here, the Gemara says that the Gadol HaBayis has to come back toich gimel. What's the kasha? I don't say the kasha. It's apples and oranges. It's two completely different, unrelated halachas. The halacha of Rav Shimon is about when does the tziruf have to take place? And acher is baman aderech comes, meets the Gadol HaBayis. When can it be mitzvah? Does it have to be Toich Gimel, like the Tanakhama, or Toich Zayin, like Rav Shimon? Well, halacha is like Rav Shimon. The tziruf could happen anytime Toich Zayin. In this Gemara, we're not talking about when does the tziruf happen. The acher could come whenever he wants. We're not worried about when the tziruf has to happen. We're talking about some other condition, that when the Gadol HaBayis goes away to the Beis HaKvaros, So in order, and now he's not here. So in order for the achat to be mitzarif to him, the Gadol HaBayis has to get back to Gimel. Whatever the hesber is, maybe it has to be iskilu, he never left. Whatever the hesber is, I don't care what the hesber is, but it's a different kind of halacha. When does the Gadol HaBayis have to get back? In order for the achat to be able to be mitzarif to him while he was away? This is not a shiur in the tziruf itself. This is not a shiur about when the acher could be mitztarif. This is a different kind of shiur. The acher maybe came toich gimel, but if the Gadol HaBayis came back with acher gimel, it doesn't work because whatever the lum this is. But it's a different halacha. It's not halacha. It's not as man in the tziruf. So what's the Rosh's kasha? He's comparing apples and oranges. And I will say maybe that's his teretz. That's his teretz. It's apples and oranges. It doesn't say that in the Rosh. Doesn't sound like the Rosh saying, well, what are you comparing them? It's two different nidoinim. This is a shear when the tziruf has to happen. This is a shear and when the Gadol HaBayis has to get back. That's not what the Rosh says. The Rosh is more mashma. Fundamentally, it's the same. But here it's more chomor. Here it's harder. It's the Gadol HaBayis went off to the Beis HaKvaros. So it has a different kind of shear. But it's still mashma that we're talking about commensurate shear. Not commensurate shear. It's like a person will ask, how come over here, the how come by Rabbi Yochanan, by Rabbi Shimon, by Achav, Bo Min Aderech, the shear is that it has to be Toich Zayin, and by Achilles Matzah, the shear is a Kezayis. What are you comparing? It's two different kinds of shearim. This is a shear in when the shear of an Achav wants to be starved for the bias has to take place, and this is a shear in how much Matzah you have to eat Leil Pesach. Well, here also, this is a shear in when the shear has to take place. Here, it's not a shiur when the tziruf has to take place. The achar comes to Toich Gimel. That's not the shaila. It's a shaila. How fast does the Gadol HaBayis have to get back that we should consider it as if he never left? So what's the Rosh compare? So I think this is mechazik. This lends me to think that even according to the Torah, the shear of Gimel Yomim is a shear in the Tziruf. But the Torah is learning like this. The Torah is learning that when the Acher comes and the Gadol HaBayis went off to the Beis HaKvaros, so even though the din is that he's mestarif to the Gadol HaBayis, it's called that it's kilut. It's called that he found the Gadol HaBayis for Bayis. That just means that this is it's the home of the Gadol HaBayis. Let me put it this way. The Torah agreed, the reason why the Gadol HaBayis has to come back to Toich Gimel is because the tziruf doesn't happen till the Gadol HaBayis gets back. The tziruf at the end of the day has to be the acher to the person of the Gadol HaBayis. And therefore, when the Gadol HaBayis went off to the Beis HaKvaros, The tzirif bepoil only happens when the Gadol HaBayis returns. The only thing is, so how does that work? The Shittas HaRosh is that if the Ovil knows about it, finds out about the Avelus before he reaches the Gadol HaBayis, then that's not called Motzei Gadol HaBayis v'Bayis. So the answer is, here, when the Acher finds out about the Avelus before he reaches the home of the Gadol HaBayis, then he can't become part of the Beis HaOvel of the Gadol HaBayis. Because he already had his own minion of Avelus before he reached the Bayis of the Gadol HaBayis. In this case, the Gadol HaBayis went to the Beis HaKloros, maybe since the Gadol HaBayis was here from the beginning and is coming back, it's still called the house of the Gadol HaBayis. L'inyin zeh, that it's possible for this person to be mitzarev to the bayis. The acher who comes, he's coming to the bayis of the Gadol HaBayis. So he can become a member of the bayis of the Gadol HaBayis. Because this is the... He is first finding out about the Avelus in the bayis of the Gadol HaBayis. But nonetheless, the minion that he wants to take on is the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. He can't take on the minion of the Gadol HaBayis till the Gadol HaBayis himself gets back. Then he's mitzarev to the Gadol HaBayis. We had already in Tosis this kind of division, that there's two ideas. There's the tzirif to the bayis, and then there's the why does he take on the minion of the bayis. We had in Tosis, just to remind Olam, we had a kash in Tosis. Tosis says, and we worked out in Tosis, that a person comes, a Gadol HaBayis, what's the name of a Gadol HaBayis who comes from the Derech? It was a Sufik in the first Tosis. We talked already a lot. A Gadol HaBayis comes from the Derech and he wants to be Mitzarev to the Kanim. So Tosis is Sufik, is the Gadol HaBayis can the Gadol HaBayis be Mitzarev? Rashi says, for sure not. A Kotten is Mitzarev to Gadol, Gadol is never Mitzarev to a Kotten. And Tosis sheet is that the Gadol HaBayis, Tosis is Sufik, Le'yadayin Le'Rebi, first Tosis, but Tosis is Aksad, that the Gadol HaBayis could be Mitzarev to the Bayis. And later on in the Ri, in the second Tosis, in the Shita Sari, we worked out in Tosis pretty compellingly that the Ri Taka learns that the Gadol HaBayis is mistarif to the Bayis. But the Hesbah that Tosis gives, both in the Ri, and we wanted to read that way in the first Tosis as well, but in the Ri, he says Beferish, the reason why the Gadol HaBayis is mistarif Toich Zayin, and you don't need Toich Gimel, is because since the Gadol HaBayis doesn't know the minion, he doesn't know about the Avelus till he comes. They know about the Avelus. He doesn't know about the Avelus. So he's Batel L'Gabayu. Remember in the Ri? He's Batel L'Gabayu. So at the time, I asked, what does that mean? How can the Gadol HaBayis be Batel L'Gabayu? The whole reason why Gadol is Mitzarev when he joins Ketanim, instead of the first Isis, is because he's the Iker. That's the chemistry of the Tzirut. The polarity has to be, he's the Iker, they're the Tofel, and they're Nitbel to him. How can that be that a Gadol HaBayis who comes from a Derech is mistarif to them and he takes on their minion because since he doesn't know about the Avelus, he's Batel L'Gabayu? So I said in Tosis, there's two different things. There's one thing, what creates the bias? To create a bias, you need a Gadol with Tfelim. If you have a lot of younger brothers, there's no bias. A bias has to be a Gadol surrounded by Tzir. So that creates the Tzir. So a Gadol comes from a Derech, he creates a bias by being the Akeres HaBayis. The Iker HaBayis. That creates the bias. But even that you have now that you have a bias and he's a member of this bias, but where's then there's another nidun, which is who says that he takes on, how does it work that he takes on the minion of the bias? Where does he get, why does he take on the minion of the other members? If he's not a member of the bias, nothing to talk about. But even after he's a member of the bias, who says that he takes on the minion of the Mnei HaBayis? Maybe they should take on his minion, or have each one their own minion. Who says that he takes on their minion? That's a different nidun. There, the reason why he takes on their minion, rather than, let's say, vice versa, or having the separate minyanim, is because they're the tchilas avelus v'ikar, Rosh Lashon HaTosis. The minion, their minion is the primary minion. His minion is not as strong as their minion, because he didn't know about the avelus. They knew about the avelus. So they're tchilas haminyan v'ikar. So legabi the minion, he's mitzarev to their minion because their minion is more chashuv than his minion. So there we saw such a notion that there's two different things, that it's tzirif to be one bias, but then there's a separate nidoin that he has to take on the minion of the other bnei bias. Why does he take on the, even if he's a member of the bias, why does he take on the minion of the other bnei bias? That's a different issue because he's batel l'gabayu. And that's why it's paradoxical. L'gabi the tzirif, he's the ikr. That's how the Gadol is Baman Aderech is Mitzarif for them, because he's the Iker. And Lagabi the Minyan, he takes on their Minyan, because since they knew about the Velas and he didn't, so Lagabi the Minyan is about the Lagabayim. That was right that we talked about in Taisus. So I'm just saying, you see over there, and the Rosh is a different sheet, there are different issues. But you see, there's a difference between Mitzarif to the bias and then taking on the Minyan. So here in the Rosh, Aliba Datur, when I say the same thing, the fact that the Gadol of Bias is, he went to the basic course, but it's Kilu is here, that doesn't mean he's here. He's not here. But it just means that this bias is considered to be the bias of the Gadol of Bias. So the Acher comes, and he wants to be Mitzarif, he's being Mitzarif to a bias of a Gadol of Bias. If he knew about the Avelus earlier, before he got here, he couldn't be Mitzarif to this bias. Then it would be his own bias. Here, he comes to the bias, and it's the bias of the Gadol HaBayis. The bias is away, but it's the bias of the Gadol HaBayis. So he becomes a member of the bias of the Gadol HaBayis. But that's not yet enough to give him their minion. He has to take on the minion of this bias. How does he take on their minion? That's another nidan, because he's mistarif to the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. That needs the person of the Gadol HaBayis himself. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Gadol HaBayis has to come back to Gimel. Because he has to be mistarif to the minion of the Gadol HaBayis, and the tzirif has to take place to Gimel. Mele asked the Rosh, why does Tzirif have to take place to Himmel? Tzirif is to Zion. That's what I want to accomplish. The Rosh is comparing, I guess, for it's apples and oranges, that the Gadol HaBayis has to come back to Himmel. How is that comparable to the din of that Tzirif has to be to Zion? That the Rosh should compare one to the other, ask Kashim one to the other. This is a Shir and Tzirif, and the Gadol HaBayis coming back to Himmel is not a Shir and Tzirif. They're not comparable. The Teretz is, I think it's Mukhuk, that according to the Shir of that the Gadol HaBayis has to come back to Himmel is also a Shir and Tzirif. Because it's when the Gadol HaBayis comes back that the tzirif, l'gabi, the minion happens. That the acher is mitzarif to the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. So therefore, ask the Rosh, why does it have to be why tech gimel? Should be tech zayin? And the Rosh answers, again, no, here it's a different kind of, here it's a more difficult tzirif. This tzirif is a shachat tzirif. When the acher came in at derech, and he encounters the Gadol HaBayis initially, so that's an easier tzirif. That could be even Teich Zayin. In a case like this, where he came and the Gadol HaBayis wasn't here, and he's really he's really starting his own minyan. And now the Gadol HaBayis comes back and he wants that to preempt his own minyan. Now he should mistarif to the minyan of the Gadol HaBayis. That's a harder tzirif to accomplish. That tzirif has to happen Teich Gimel. Anyway, it's not mavur. I don't say that it's mavur mamash ad hashisim. But this much I do think is meduyik in the Rosh. I don't see an alternative in the Rosh. I think it's meduyik in the Lashon of the Rosh. This is the main thing I want to point out. That even if you read the Torah's reading of the Rosh, you have to learn that the Shir of Teich Gimel is a Shir in Tzirif. It's not some different kind of Shir that Kilu Gadol HaBayis never left. It's a Shir in the Tzirif. Lefila Shachetz Poshet. The Acher has to come to Teich Gimel because that's when the Tzirif has to happen. But even if you read the Torah that the Gadol HaBayis is the one who has to come to Teich Gimel, but the reason why the Gadol HaBayis has to come to Teich Gimel is because it's when the Gadol HaBayis returns that the Tzirif is culminated. And therefore the Rosh is able to compare it to the Shir of Zayin. Okay, that's copy of the Shita Tzeros. The Ramban in the Torah Sodom is Marach and this Sugya. Very stylistic of things. I really wanted to talk through the Ramban's the Mahalach that he has in Rabbeinu at Tzarfatim. Time is talking short now. Maybe I'll talk about the Ramban sheet himself, and then we'll see what he has to say about the Rabbeinu at Tzarfatim. Maybe I'll just leave it for the written notes, or maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. I don't know. But let's do right first the sheet of the Ramban himself. The Ramban learns the sugya. Kach pirush Shmuel. It's on the bottom of in the Shevel Ramban. It's on the bottom of page Kuf Samach. I don't know where it is in the Barilan. Some of you have the Barilan. Anybody know where the Ramban is? Where? Simen Mem Aleph. Excuse me? Nun Gimel. But it's a long Ramban. I don't know where to put you in the. If somebody can show me the printout, I'll tell you where it is exactly. Anybody have a printout? Yeah, the paragraph begins, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi. But it's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Kach Perish HaShmur. So first the preface. The Ramban, previously, what the Ramban, one of the things Ramban works at is that the Ramban denies the whole kasha about three Gimel and Zayin. The other Rishonim are very exercised by the question, how come over here the Shia is Toch Gimel and Acha Gimel? He passed like Abshim and should be Toch Zayin and Acha Zayin. So Ramban learns Bekitzer that the Gemara means Toch Gimel according to the Tanakama, and that according to Abshim it translates into Toch Zayin. And he explains, the Gemara talks about Toch Gimel, uses the Shia Toch Gimel because it needs to be Miyashiv the Braiso. If Yochanan says that he's Moine Imoim, the Braiso is Moine La'atzmoi. The Gemara says, Kan Toch Gimel, Kan La'acha Gimel. The Bryce is talking about La'acha Gimel. Now, L'didan, that translates into Toch Zayin and La'acha Zayin. But the Bryce can't be talking about La'acha Zayin. La'acha Zayin, there's nothing to talk about. Nobody else is being misabel. So the Bryce must be going like the Tanakama, and therefore it talks about a case of La'acha Gimel. L'didan, Toch Zayin is mistarif, and La'acha Zayin, there's nothing to talk about. So that's why the Gemara talks about Gimel and La'acha Gimel. It needs it for the Bryce, and the Bryce will be the Tanakama. Anyway, B'kitzer, the Ramban holds, there's no chiluk between Gimel and Zayin. There's no such thing that here you need Gimel, even though ordinarily you need Zayin. The Gemara talks about Gimel, that's a Tanakhama to Kashir. According to Reb Shimon, it has to be, you have to translate that into Toch Zayin and Lacha Zayin. But what about the Sugi itself? How's the Ramban Mefarish the Sugi? What's the Nidin of Holoch Golod Albayas the Besa Kloros? So the Ramban says, Kach Be'er Shashmu. Midarmin Abushi Yesh Golod Albayas Bebayas. We saw in the previous Sugi that a Kotan is only Mestarif if there's a gadol habayis b'bayis, says the Ramban. Therefore, hagadol shabom imokam achel lekan enay niger achar aktanim. So first of all, the Ramban is makdim. A gadol is not mistarif tektanim, like Rashi Ksaviad, not like Tosis is sofer. A gadol comes min aderech, and he finds a house of tanim. He is not mistarif with them, because the tzirif is a kotan is mistarif to a gadol. A gadol is never mistarif to a kotan. For a gadol, if a gadol comes. And if minaderech, it's like a cotton coming to a derech, coming minaderech and not finding any gdolim. There's no sirif. The only way there's sirif is cotton to a god. So therefore, boy begamar, holuch zeh hagodol beis haklaras. What happens if the gadol, rather than the gadol coming minaderech, the gadol went to the beis haklaras? Holuch zeh hagodol beis haklaras. And the nidin is on the gadol habayis himself. Okay, so thus far, very similar to Rashi. Taisus is initial mahalach that this is a gemara about the gadol habayis. The gadol habayis went off to the beis hakvaros. Now he's coming. Ordinarily, a gadol habayis is not mitzarif. Only kotan's mitzarif to a gadol. A gadol is not mitzarif to ketanim. But here, the gadol habayis here it's different. The gadol habayis went to the beis hakvaros. So I would expect the Ramban to continue al derech Rashi. The shail is here. We went to the beis hakvaros. Maybe it's better. Maybe he's more able to be mitzarif. It's command to have a bevese. Maybe the gadol here is more amenable to tzirif. But the Ramban says, he continues, what's the shaila? Nigra hu imoim, ayahem nigra machra. Is he nigra after them, or are they nigra after him? Those are the two choices. There's no option that they're separate completely. Either he is gayer them, or they're gayer him. And then if he's goyer them, then ain moyna mashistim hagoyel. Then everybody will start from the stimus hagoyel. And Rabbi Yochanan says the din is that moyna imoyim they're goyer him. He's moyna with them. They're not moyna with him. And then the Gemara says, but that's only if he came toich gimel, not if he came la'ach gimel, which translates lididan that he has to come toich zayin, because Tzirif has to always be Toich Zayin. And there the Ramban throws in, Godel Shabo mi beis, then he, Umakshin lo mi breisnik, Tani moinu la'asim, Mataris, Haik Shabo la'acha shloishu ki Rabbonon, that's talking about la'acha shloishu, according to the Rabbonon, according to Abshin, will be la'acha Zayin. The Godel Shabo mi beis, Akvar say Selkanim, the Kotan Shabo mi mokam acha, it's a Godel, Godel Abayis, Shobanim, the same thing, a Godel comes from a beis Akvar to Ketanim, he's Mataris Toich Zayin. Or Toch Gimel according to the Tanakama. Just like an Acher who comes from a Derech, it's a Godel, is Mesarif Toch Zayin. It's the same thing. A Godel comes back from a Beis HaKvaros, He's misarif toich zayin. Just like an acher who's bo min aderech is misarif to a godol toich zayin. Then he brings a Yushalmi, but the Yushalmi, which we saw already in Tosis, and in the Rosh, the Yushalmi has also such a case where the God of Bais went to the Beis HaKvaras, and the Yushalmi Tak has a discussion, if maybe he's minded, he's goyer them, they're goyer him. So, granted, the Yushalmi, it says that he's goyer them. And many Yushalmi are try to work out, I mean, the Yashiv, the Babli with the Yushalmi. The Ramban says, I don't have to work out the Babli with the Yushalmi, the Babli's chaylik. The Yushalmi holds he's goyer them, and the Babli holds that he's not goyer them, they're goyer him. But I see from the Yushalmi what the case is. What was the case that the Maron were talking about? The case is where the Gadol Abayis went off to the Beis HaKvaras, and the Shail is he goyer them or are they goyer him? The Yushalmi holds he's goyer them, and the Babli holds they're goyer him. Then later the Ramban sums up the Halacha L'maaseh from his Shita, and B'teich Dvar it's Mavur, which maybe is. Maybe it's poshut, maybe it's not poshut. Teich Dvar it's Mavur, that just like if a gadol comes from the Beis HaKvaras, Teich Zayin, he's Moini Moim, he's Misarif with the other Bnei Abayis, if a Kodin comes from the Beis HaKvaras, Teich Zayin, and he joins other Ktanim, he's Moini Moim as well. Other Ktanim. So he's also Moini Moim. Anybody who comes back from the Beis HaKvaras, whether it's a gadol coming back to Ktanim, whether it's a Kodin coming back to Ktanim, if it's a Kodin coming to a gadol, then Achas Kama V'Chama, he's Moini Imohem. And that's the Shita Saramba. A few things here I want to understand. Number one. Up till now, in the other Rishonim, we never had a tzad that the God of Labayis is Goyer everybody else. The Nidin was always, according to all the various Perushim that we've seen, when we're talking about a Gadol coming back from the Beis HaKvaras, the issue is always that the Gadol Abayis is mistarif to them. So far in the Rishonim, we never saw any tzad that they should be minded with him. The Gadol Abayis come back from the Beis HaKvaras, and they should take on his minion. In the Yushalmi, we saw such a notion that he's gurer them. And the other Rishonim assume it's not like the Bavli. Even the Koin Ramban is not like the Bavli. But we have never seen so far any Shita that the Gadol Abayis should be minor the other, should be Gur the other Bnei Abayis. Why does the Ramban introduce that that's part of the Bayah? According to everybody else, the Bayah is, let's say, the other Rishonim will learn the Shaila from Gadol Abayis. The Shaila is, the Gadol Abayis comes back from the Beis HaKvaras. Let's say Rashi. Gadol Abayis ordinarily is not Mistarif to a Kotel. But here he's coming back from the Beis HaKvaras. Maybe here he is Mistarif to a Kotel. Or maybe he's not Mistarif and he's Minor La'atzma. The Ramban, to a certain extent, is also like Rashi. A Gadol Abayis ordinarily is not Mistarif. When he comes back from a Beis HaKvaras, he is Mistarif. So why can't the Bayah be? That's the Bayah. Ordinarily, Gadol is not Mistarif. Here he was Holuch LeBeis HaKvaras. Maybe here he's Nigar Acharei. Maybe here he's Mainimai. Since he's coming back from a Beis HaKvaras, which apparently is better. I mean, the Ramban holds that coming back from a Beis HaKvaras is better. That's part of the Shittus Ramban. A Godel Abom and a Derech is not my Nimoim. A Godel that's Chayzer from the Beis HaKvaras is my Nimoim. So why can't that be the Bayah? Why does the Ramban inject into the Bayah that the Gemara had a Tzad that not only is he not my Nimoim, but they're my Nimoim with him? Okay, there is such a Yushalmi, but the Babli anyway doesn't hold from the Yushalmi. The Maskon of the Babli doesn't hold from the Yushalmi. So why? Who told the Ramban to stick it in, to put the Yushalmi into the Bayah? And to make the Bayah from one extreme to another? Is he goyer them or are they goyer him? Why can't the Bayah be like Rashi, like the other Rishonim? Like up till now the Ramban was quoting other Rishonim. Not like he doesn't know about the other Shitas. Up till now the Ramban learned that's not two extremes. Either he's Mayni Mahem or he's Mayni La'atzmai. Why can't that be the Bayah? Godel HaBayah that's Chayzer Mibes HaKvaras, is he Mayni Mahem or is he Mayni La'atzmai? So, I could answer, Yichalani Leimer, maybe a technical answer. That the Ramban is Lishitosoi. We'll put it this way. That the Ramban was bothered if the Bayah is simply, The Ramban makes this equation. A gadol being mitztaref to a katan is like a katan being mitztaref to a katan. That's the Ramban prefaces. You know, the tzirif has to be a katan to a gadol. A gadol being mitztaref to a katan, that's like a katan being mitztaref to a katan. There's no natural tzirif. So if the nidin of the Gemara, if the shayla Gemara was, is holach lebeis akvar is better, you know, when he was holach lebeis akvar is maybe a gadol could be mitztaref to a katan. So why make the bai? Why did the Gemara ask the bai about a gadol? Why couldn't the Gemara ask the same bai about a katan? Kotun was halacha beis akvaris, and he came back, and he doesn't find the gadol babayis, and no gadol babayis, only other ketanim. Is he moinim him or not? Why was that not that could be the Gemara shayla? Why make it a shayla about a gadol babayis? And the answer is that he is. I mean, the Ramban says lemaisa. The Ramban says a kotun is not mistarif to a kotun, but a kotun who comes back from an aderech is mistarif to ketanim. The Ramban in the summary lahalacha, that's what he says. The same way a gadol comes back from beis akvaris and mistarif to ketanim. Because basic chorus is more tzirif. So a katan who comes back from a derech is also mistarif to ketanim. So why can't that be the Gemara? Why do the Gemara have to say a word about gadol habayis? So from here, the Ramban maybe saw that the Gemara has a tzad that gadol habayis over here is playing a role. That's just a shayla, is he moini mahem? It's a shayla also of their moini imay. Hu nigerach harayim, rahim nigerach machar. So therefore, the Ramban reads into the Gemara that there's this extra tzad that maybe the gadol habayis is gar schlepping them. Okay, but that shifts the question on the Gemara itself. Like in the Gemara Kilu, there's like two things going on in the Gemara. There's one first shot. Well, there's one issue in the Gemara. Is basic chorus better? You know, ordinarily a cotton's not mistarif to a cotton, a gadol's not mistarif to a cotton. And here, maybe by a basic chorus, they could be mistarif. That's one issue in the Gemara. And then there's this extra need in the Gemara that maybe he should be goyer them. No, he's not goyer them. So it's like an intim sulaimer in the Gemara. It's a little bit difficult. Kilu, the Gemara should have been done on both things. Number one, by a beis akvaris, maybe there is a tzirif between a katan and a katan, or a gadol to a katan. That's the issue number one. And then issue number two, given that there is such a tzirif, what's the din if the person who went to the beis akvaris is the gadol habayis? Are they goyer him or is he goyer them? So why Gemara only talks about the gadol habayis case? Yeah, so we can answer that maybe the first half was posh to the Gemara. The Gemara knew that going to a beis akvaris is tzirif. The Gemara Shaila was, we know that if a Kotan goes to the basic chorus, he's mistarif to the other Bnei Abayis. But what about a Gadol Abayis? If he went to the basic chorus, is he mistarif to the Bnei Abayis? Or maybe Gor Faket, he's goyer them. It's still a little bit shver. So why didn't the Ramban say that the Gemara Shaila is, we know that a Kotan goes to the basic chorus, he's moini moim, they schlep the cotton. But what about if the person who went to the basic chorus was a gadol? Can the ketanim schlep a gadol? Maybe the ketanim can't schlep a gadol. But not that he'll schlep them, that they should say that they're moini with him. Maybe there's no such... Why introduce that sad? Okay, the other Rishonim, you never see such a sad, that the gadol abayis should... Even Tosfos, who talks about that a gadol comes min aderech, maybe he's mistarif to the other bnei abayis. It's only that he should be mistarif to their minion, but never that they should be mistarif to his minion. And as far as poshut, they already started. Why should they lose the days they already had? Why should it be a yomim arishonim yiplu? They already began the avelis. It's a very mechudish de ketzad that the gadol habayis comes and he's goyer them, and all of a sudden everybody has to observe a longer avelis. So who says there's such a tzad? Why does Ramban read such a tzad into the Gemara? Why not learn the again the maskana? There's certainly no such din in the Bible. So Yishalmi, we know the Babi doesn't hold from the Maskana. So why learn it into the Baya? Why can't the Baya simply be, you know, a Godel went to the base, a Godel ordinarily is not nigger after a Kotan. A Godel joins Kanim, there's no, they don't incorporate him. And he certainly doesn't incorporate them, because why should they lose their avails? So now the Godel went to the base Akvaras. Maybe there's a side that they are Goyer him, Mayna Imahem, or maybe Mayna Lahatzmai. But again, back to where we started, what's forcing the Ramban to learn that the child is two extremes? He's minor with them, or they're minor with him. And then also in the Lashon Ramban, I know we're going a little late. What? No, but because the Maisa the Din is, the Din is that if a Kotan went to the Beis HaKvaras, and he came back, and they were only ketanim. So, in the end of the Ramban, when he sums up the halacha according to this shita, it's mashman the Ramban that they're mitzarif, because halacha beis akvaris is a substitute for the ordinary tzirif of kotan etzel gadol. The regular tzirif is a katan is boy etzel hagadol. By a katan etzel katan, I don't have it. For that matter, when a gadol comes etzel katan, I don't have it. But by holach lebeis akvaris, I don't care. That's the way the Ramban says the halacha. That's the halacha. That's the way. That's the shittas of Ramban. Okay, fine. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Let that be the bayah of the Gemara and the chiddush of the Gemara. That even though ordinarily a gadol is not mistarif to a katan. But here, by basic kvaras, a gadol's mistarif to a kotel. Again, I'm going around and around the same kasha. What's driving the Ramban to make this Gemara such a chiddush, two diametrically opposed poles? That the bayi was, is he mayni imahem or are they mayni imay? What was wrong with learning the other Rishonim learned the Ramban himself when he brought all the other sheikhs learned that the bayi is he mayni imahem or mayni latzmai? So let that be the shayla over here as well. The gadol went to the basic kvaras. Ordinarily, a gadol is not mayni mahem. A gadol is b'man aderech. It's not mayni mahem. It's only cotton eitzel gadol. Never gadol eitzel cotton. Here, since he went to the base of kvaris, apparently that's different. So maybe he's mayni mahem. Maybe not. Maybe he's mayni la'atzmai. But why learn that there's a tzad that he's gareh them? And then also, I just want to ask on the lashon of the Ramban. He when he gets to his pshat in the Gemara, he invents a new terminology. Nigra. Are they nigra after him? Is he nigger after them? This is a new terminology. We're 2.5 pages into the Ramban. And he went through a lot of shittos, Rav Haigoin and Rabbi Hananel and Tzarfatim. You know, and the language was Maini Mahem. Maybe he has other shittos here. He never had this new terminology of nigra. And now when he gets to his shittah, all of a sudden he has new words. Are they nigger acharov? Is he nigger after them? So why does Ramban need to invent over here a new terminology? Kurzu, what was wrong with his old terminology? Is he mayni imahem? Are they mayni imay? So I think what's going on here in the Ramban is the Ramban is learning is the following. In every other shita that we had up till now in the Rishonim, the shaila in the Gemara, the bay in the Gemara was in case X, whatever the case may be, the various shittas, is there a tzirif or not? Is person A mitzarif to person B? Does tzirif happen? The shayla may be the god of the bayis himself. Can he be mitzarif? Is he mitzarif to the other bnei abayis? The shayla might be about the acher. If he came and he found the god of the bayis at home, is he mitzarif to the god of the bayis? But the shaylas are all around. Did tzirif take place? The Ramban is learning that's not the Gemara. That's not the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara takes it as given that there was a tziruf. Because holach lebeis akvaris is a case of tziruf. Just like there's a tziruf of kotan shabom and aderech umotze godol abayis v'abayis creates a tziruf. So there's another kind of tziruf of holach lebeis akvaris that creates a tziruf. That's not the subject of the bayah. That's the background. That there is such a concept of tziruf, of chazorim beis hakvaras. And the pshat is poshut. That a person comes min aderech and he had no shaykes to this chabur over here. And he wants to join in now in the middle. He's a Johnny come lately. So the tziruf has to be that he's a kotun etzel gadol. So he's a mitzarif to the gadol habayis. By a person who went to the beis hakvaras, he was part of the chabur from the very beginning. Except that some of the chabur were machzir pneim, didn't go with the mace, and some of the chabur went with the mace. So here there's a more natural kind of tziruf. It was all part of the same chabur. So here it's more easy for the person coming back from the basic forest to be mitzarif. I don't need that it should be a kotun etzel agadol. It could be a gadol coming back to ktanim. It could be a kotun coming to ktanim. There's a natural tziruf that they were from the very beginning one chabur. But the tziruf is a given. Now this is a case where there was a tziruf and we have one chabur, we have one bias, and they're all going to be mined together. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Now the Gemara has a new bias. In a case where you have a chabura, and the chabura has many constituent members, several constituent members, and whose minion should we follow? So usually we'll follow the first minion. Whoever's minion began first, that's the minion that we will follow. So the mashal, if a katan comes back from the basic forest and he joins the bnei chabura, so now you have a chabura with all these katanim, and they're all one chabura, because there's a natural tziruf here, they're all one chabura from the beginning. So whose minion is determinative, is dispositive, the oldest minion, the minion of the people we hear first. And that's a little b'maynu. What about a case where you have in this bayis, you have some bnei bayis who have the oldest minyan, the first minyan, but you have another member of the bayis who's a gadol habayis. So now, whose minyan is dispositive? Whose minyan determines the minyan for this bayis? Is it the oldest minyan, or is it the minyan of the bnei bayis? That's for sure that it's one minyan, because there was a tziruf. It's one bayis. One bayis has one minyan. But which minyan should it be? Should it be the oldest minyan, or should it be the minyan of the gadol habayis? There can't be two minyanim for one bayis. The emes is, the Gemara could have had the exact same bayo by a bom and a derech. We have a tziruf, and we want to know, and in the bayis you have different minyanim. The only thing is that by a bom and a derech, you could never have a case where the gadol habayis, where the oldest minyan is the young, it belongs to the younger members, and the gadol habayis is the newer minyan. It's like mishkachas lo, because the Ramban holds that a gadol habayis is bom and a derech is hakanat mitzarif. So the only bom and a derech who's mitzarif is a katan being mitzarif to a gadol habayis. So the minyan of the gadol habayis will also be the oldest minyan. So therefore that case won't that in that case I can never have the bayo. The Gemara needs to set up a case where I have a tziruf, I have one bayis. The oldest minyan is the younger brothers, and the newest minyan is the gadol habayis. The only case the Gemara can think of for that is by Chazorim Beis HaKvaros. There I could have a case where the gadol came later, and he still was able to become part of the bayis. Then I'll have a case where I have an older minyan, and I have a gadol habayis to come minyan. And the Gemara, the Gemara can pose a shaili boilu, which minyan is determinative? So it's for sure one minyan. But which minyan is it going to be? That's what the Ramban calls hu nigra achareyim ahim nigra amachav. That's where the Ramban here has a new terminology, nigra. Up till now, the Ramban never talked about nigra. The Lashonis word maynimoy, if he's mitzarif, because up till now all the other perushim and the Rishonim, the kneading was on the tziruf itself. Did tziruf happen? Is he laatzmoy or is he moyim? The Ramban is saying no. That's not pshat in the Gemara. We know that he's maynimoyim. We know that there was a tziruf. The shah is fine, but within this tziruf, there was a tziruf, but which minion is it? The minion, the oldest minion, or the minion of the gadol habayis? Hu negar achareyim, v'hem negar amacharav. Of course, you could ask, how did Rabban know that's trapped in the Gemara? Maybe the Gemara's taka on the tziruf itself. Who says this is the Gemara's baya? Maybe the Gemara's baya is there such a tziruf of coming back from basic chloros? So that the answer is, like I said before, if that was the Gemara Shaila, they didn't have to talk about a gadol habayis. It could talk about a younger brother who comes back from the basic forest and he wants to be misarif with other tzirim. Is there such a tzirif or not? Apparently, that's a given that there's such a tzirif. The Gemara knows there's a tzirif of coming back from the basic forest. The Gemara has a different Shaila. We know there's such a tzirif. The Shaila is fine after the tzirif, and I have now within this bias, this one bias, this one tzirif of one bias, but whose minyan is gar the other minyan? Zok der Ramban. That's the Gemara Shaila. So it's either or. Either hu negar achareyim, heim negar amachrov. But somebody's gar somebody because it's one bias, it's one tziruf. The maskana is that hu meinim ahem. The maskana is that they are gar him. The oldest minion is gar the minion of the gadol habayis. The opposite of the Yishami. The Yishami is the gadol habayis, the minion is gar the older minyanim. And the Ramban holds no, the older minyanim are gar the minion of the pre-existing minyan is goyer the minyan of the gadol habayis. Okay, that's the Shittas Ramban. Okay, there's a lot more to do with Inlis Ramban, but we'll have to do for now. And there's really so much more to do. There's the Rav Tzarfatim, there's the Maram, there's the Shach. I mamish don't know where to call it. We also have other things to do. We only have a limited amount of time. So I don't know. We'll have to make up Shara somewhere.